systematic terrorist assassination operation. Do you know any different, Winston?
Would you give me just a moment? I think there's further news as to Pope John Paul's condition.
The attack on the Pope, of course, has been heard in the was received with shock and dismay at the White House. Spokesman Larry Speak said President Reagan's reaction was one of shock when he heard of the attempt against the Pope. Mr. Reagan himself was shot by a would-be assassin on March 30th, just about 6 weeks ago, and has been recovering since. The White House says Mr. Reagan wishes to convey his own personal sorrow and that of the American people to the Pope, and Terence Cardinal Cook of New York will relay that message. There was reaction. Winston?
Yes. There has been a correction from the hospital where Pope John Paul underwent his operation. It is now said that there has been a lesion in his intestines and that the two bullets entered his intestines and not his pancreas, as was first reported. But it is reconfirmed that no vital organs were touched.
Right. We were talking about the identity of the would-be assassin or assassins, as it now appears, with the police having two men in custody and looking for a third. And you reported that there was the suggestion, and only the suggestion, that the man who was seized and appears to have fired the two bullets that wounded the Pope was a South American.
That is all that has so far been suggested, and no source has been given for that information.
Yes, and the...
Apparently, it might have simply been the visual impression of some policeman with whom reporters spoke.
Right, and the identity of his accomplice now in custody, and the third, if he indeed was an accomplice, and of the third man the police are looking for, also absolutely unclear.
Unidentified in that respect, even as to nationality. The second man in custody has not been described to us in any way.
Yes. Thank you very much, Winston Burdett, and we'll get back to you as soon as the story develops. The reaction of the State Department to the attempted assassination of Pope John Paul II was announced by spokesman Dean Fisher in Washington.
The Secretary is shocked by the shooting of Pope John Paul II. As you know, the Secretary met with His Holiness in Rome a week ago Saturday, May the 2nd. He is following the situation very, very closely.
To recapitulate, Pope John Paul II has been operated on after being shot and wounded on his way to his usual Wednesday general audience. Two bullets have been removed from his abdomen, and the latest medical report passed on by Winston Burdett from Rome was that the pancreas and no other vital organ had been injured, that the two bullets caused lesions in the Pope's intestines. One man who apparently fired the shot was the shots at Pope John Paul is in custody. A second man also is in the custody of the police, and the police in Rome say they are looking for a third man. One policeman apparently suggested that the first man, the man who fired the bullets, was a South American, but there is nothing to support that and no indication at all of the identity of the others or of their motive. The man who fired the shots fired four or five bullets, and two women, apparently Americans, who were pilgrims in St. Peter's Square, were wounded. One woman, apparently from Buffalo, was wounded, not seriously, but another woman, also unidentified, no hometown given, about 60 years old, is said to be in very serious condition. This is Richard C. Hotelet, CBS News.